The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Okay, so here's the feast of St. Bartholomew today, who our scriptures refer to as Nathanael. And it turns out that Nathanael and Bartholomew, they're both referring to the same guy. Okay, you can think of Nathanael as being like a first name, and Bartholomew is sort of functioning as though it were a last name, because the name Nathanael just means gift of God. And the name Bartholomew, it just means son of Ptolemy, literally from the Hebrew, Bar-Ptolemy, son of Ptolemy. And of all of the apostles in the New Testament, Bartholomew was one of those about whom we know close to nothing. In fact, this passage that you just heard here from the Gospel of John, that's pretty much all we know about St. Bartholomew. There's a lot of traditions about St. Bartholomew. Some people say that he preached in India. Some people say that he preached in Armenia. There's a strong tradition that comes down to us about the death of Bartholomew, that Bartholomew died the most gruesome death of any of the apostles, in my opinion at least. Bartholomew was skinned alive. So you go to St. Peter's in the Vatican, and you'll see these magnificent statues of the 12 apostles. And there in the corner, there's this apostle, looks like he's holding in his arms a bed linen. And then you take a closer look, and right at the one side of that so-called bed linen, there's a human face. And you realize that's Bartholomew, and he's holding a flop of his own skin. Bartholomew's on the backside of our altar. And we decided to keep things simple and understated, right? Very subtly, just holding a knife. But of all the saints, the one about whom we know almost nothing is St. Bartholomew. Now, in past years, I've spoken about Bartholomew being sincere, as Jesus said, or Bartholomew having no duplicity in him, as our Lord said. I'd like to talk about this one question that Bartholomew asks. Can anything good come from Nazareth? Just that little question. There are those who say that Bartholomew was not a fisherman, but rather, he was a scholar of the Jewish law. And as such, he would have known his Old Testament. St. Jerome visited Israel in the 4th century, and he said, rarely, if ever, did he see a child over the age of 10 who did not have committed to memory large portions of the scriptures. Bartholomew would have known his Old Testament, and he would have been baffled to believe that the Messiah comes from Nazareth, right? Hence the question, can anything good come from Nazareth? But today, not so much that question as the fact that he questions that I'd like to think about. Because you know, at this time, we've all got questions. It's just this malaise, and it's hanging over the whole church. And we've all got questions. So stop and consider. There's nothing wrong with asking questions of the Lord. It doesn't mean you're weak in faith. It doesn't mean you lack any respect for God. In fact, it shows you believe that God can be known and is intelligible and should be known. There's nothing wrong with asking any questions of the Lord, but you know, 9 times out of 10, the questions that you ask of the Lord are, why, Lord, why? Or how can it be so? And that's what Bartholomew asks here. Effectively, how can it be so? And here's my question, here's my answer for you. What St. Philip says to Bartholomew is the only answer we need. He just says, come and see. Come and see. Please remember, Christianity is a meeting with a person. It's not a philosophy, although it has a great philosophy. It's not a code of morality, although it has a code of morality. It's not a listing of rubrics, although it has a code of rubrics. Christianity is a meeting with a person. And that's why what Philip says to Bartholomew here, our Lord says to us, come and see. And when he meets the Lord, our Lord brings him even into a deeper union and will bring him much further still, as he will with you. And as you get to know the Lord better, questions begin to vanish. Unfortunately, there's two things the Lord asks of you. Two things. Number one, he asks of you your patience. And secondly, he asks of you an even deeper surrender. And I'm telling you, there's no other way. So many times people will come to the priest and they'll have a question about something I've already, you know, something maybe I've already figured out. And I feel like saying to them, gosh, I wish I could just take this answer and bottle it and hand it to you and say, here, drink this, you'll get it, right? But it doesn't work like that. It takes patience. How long does it take to get to know somebody? It takes a long time to get to know somebody. And as you get to know them, you know, it's like watching the sun come up. Very gradual, isn't it? If I were to turn to you and I were to say, what time exactly did the sun rise this morning? You might have checked the news and you might have seen that it was at 6:32 a.m. However, what time did the light begin to appear in the sky? It was actually at 5:01. And if you went out, they call it astronomical twilight. The first moment that any light appears in the sky and that the sky is officially no longer completely dark. And if you went out at that hour and looked around, you would have no idea that any light is in the sky at all. Because it's a solid 30 minutes later before you see any silhouettes of anything, and a solid 30 minutes after that before you can even function or act. And then a half an hour after that, the sun comes up. But it's all so gradual. I wish it didn't take perseverance to follow the Lord, but it does. And there's no other way. The one who perseveres to the end will inherit the kingdom of heaven. But our Lord also asks of us an even deeper surrender. To know the Lord and to surrender to the Lord are the same thing. That's why he's going to ask an even deeper repentance from every sin and an even deeper act of love and self-forgetfulness for every person in your life. And as you do so, you'll come to know even more clearly, praise even more wholeheartedly, and believe even more unflinchingly. And as we walk the path that leads to this deep knowledge and love of God, let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to be patient, to persevere, and to surrender. St. Bartholomew, pray for us.